While in Paris, Rwanda's former intelligence chief has appeared in court on genocide and war crimes charges. Pascal Simbikangwa is accused of complicity in the 1994 genocide, which killed more than 500,000 people. Civil rights groups have welcomed the trial, saying at last France is coming to terms with its much-criticised response to Rwanda's genocide. The International Federation of Human Rights is one of the civil parties in the case. Their lawyer is Clémence Bechtard. She joins us from Paris. Clémence, thank you for joining us on Australian Radio.
You're welcome.
Clémence, what is this case about? Exactly what has Pascal Simbikangwa been accused of?
Well, he is charged of having given instructions and arms and munitions to Interahamwe militias during the genocide between April and July 1994, which has enabled these militias to execute the acts of genocide, that is to say, acts of assassination, extermination of the Tutsi minority in Rwanda.
So you were in the courtroom today. I think you've just come out to speak to us. What happened today?
Well, it was the opening of the trial, a very important moment for us because we had been waiting for so long for France to take responsibility and to finally effectively prosecute the Rwandan suspects of genocide who have found refuge in France after the genocide. There was the formal opening and a first audition of Pascal Simbikangwa concerning his biography and the position that he held after and during the genocide in Rwanda. Being part as a former military of the intelligence service in Rwanda.
So tell us more about that and what the court laid out in terms of his position and therefore his responsibility or complicity in these alleged genocide.
Well, it's the first day of a trial which will last for 6 to 8 weeks. So we cannot say that anything has been established so far in terms of his responsibility. But what we can say is that all the conditions are met today for a fair trial to be held in France, and we're very satisfied that this trial can take place in these conditions. He was able to answer the questions of the court and to also answer precise questions on his identity, because when he was arrested, he had lied on his identity to try and escape prosecution. So this was a very important moment of the trial. And then he explained also his background and how he had become being part of the close circle of Habyarimana, a member of the intelligence service in Rwanda.
So Pascal Simbikangwa, the accused, is not trying to hide his senior role in the intelligence services, but I do understand that he was initially charged with genocide and crimes against humanity, but those charges have been downgraded. So what's gone on there?
Well, it's not downgraded. It's just another qualification in terms of French criminal law, that is, complicity doesn't mean that he would have a less high role in the acts of genocide. It only means that by having given instructions, munitions and arms, he can be charged with complicity. But it doesn't mean that he has not played an important role, at least in terms of the prosecution, of course, at this stage. It only means that the criminal qualification under French law had to be considered as complicity. But it means that he has played an important role at having given instructions, and so having had a position of authority on the Interahamwe militia who were acting in the streets of Kigali and also in the province of Gizeni, again assassinating Tutsis.
These events were so horrible, but they also were 20 years ago. More than 500,000 people were killed in this brutal violence in Rwanda. Why is this man being tried in a French court and not in Rwanda?
Well, after the genocide, the United Nations Security Council decided to create an international tribunal for Rwanda to prosecute those highest responsible for the genocide, because at the time the Rwandan tribunal didn't have the capacity to judge all alleged perpetrators of this genocide. And also under the international obligations which France, along with other European and non-European countries, countries subscribed it. Well, the countries where suspects would be found had the responsibility to prosecute them and bring them to trial. So there was an extradition request from Rwanda for Pascal Sindikangwa, but French judicial authorities considered that there weren't enough guarantees of a fair trial in Rwanda for Sindikangwa, so therefore they had the obligation to prosecute him in France. And it's also very important because, again, a lot of alleged perpetrators found refuge in France after the genocide. So it's important for that this trial is also taking place in France.
It's 20 past six on Breakfast. Our guest this morning is Clémence Bectard. She's a lawyer representing the International Federation of Human Rights, and she's just been in the court in Paris where Rwanda's former intelligence chief has appeared on crimes of being complicit to genocide and war crimes. You mentioned there the criticism that France has harboured these alleged criminals. Under President Mitterrand, France armed and trained Rwandan forces and reportedly, as we say, provided a haven for those who were engaged in these atrocities. And for a long time, French governments have been trying to thwart attempts to expose France's role in Rwanda. So what's changed, and will this court case now put France in the dock, in a sense, as well?
Well, I think, first of all, the mobilization of civil society played a very important role because we advocated a lot in favor of France taking its responsibility in terms of prosecuting Rwandan suspects. Of course, during the course of the trial, the role of France will inevitably be examined by the court, will be debated. A lot of experts will come to testify, talking also about, well, the historical context, how we came to this situation in 1994, but also of France's role, including the delay that France has shown in bringing Sindikangwa and others to trial, because we're talking about a trial taking place 20 years after the genocide, whereas the first complaint was filed in France in 1996. So again, the role of France will be examined, but it is not the essential purpose of this trial. So, of course, French political authorities were afraid that the role of France at the time of the genocide will be put into trial. Mm. It will be a question addressed by the court, but again, the main purpose of this trial is to establish the individual criminal responsibility of Sindikangwa.
And how difficult will that be to do? How difficult a job is that for the prosecution, given we're two decades on now?
It is very difficult, first because it's 20 years after, and also because it's very difficult to collect material evidence now. So the prosecution will be essentially based on testimonial evidence. So a lot of witnesses will come from Rwanda to testify and to bring evidence against Pascal Sindikangwa. So it will be very difficult for the prosecution, as is every trial based on testimonial evidence. Mm. But we think that today the prosecution has enough charges to for the court to convict Pascal Sindikangwa of complicity to genocide and crimes against humanity.
And Clémence, why are these court proceedings are being filmed, as I understand? Why is that?
Because it is a trial which has a historical importance, and so there are, under French law, legal provisions that enable parties to the trial to ask for the trial to be filmed. We think that it is very important that this trial stay in the memory, the judicial memory in France, but also for the international community as a whole, because we're talking about a genocide, and it's really important that these debates stay in the public. And yeah.
Clémence Bectard, thank you very much for joining us on Breakfast. I appreciate your time.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Clémence Bectard is a lawyer with the International Federation of Human Rights, one of several civil parties to this case against Pascal Sindikangwa, who's accused of being complicit in the Rwandan genocide.